around. Had a good, that's the kind of guy I am. I will see you on Sunday, 4 to 7. And write this down. Tattoo it on your forehead. Thursday, February 5th from 11 to 12. I'll be making Ron Owens crazy. Always a good show. That always good, you know, good radio on KGO. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you all. This is KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. I got a minute or two. I got 10 seconds. Send me emails. I want those emails. KGOradio.com or LenTillum.com. Okay, now it's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says the state Senate impeachment trial that begins on Monday is a trampling of the Constitution. The Illinois governor held another one of his news conferences today. Here to interpret is ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The governor cast himself as a victim of cowboy justice.
I'm not even getting a fair trial. They're just hanging me.
He asked newspaper editorial writers, including the ones from the Chicago Tribune he allegedly tried to have fired, to urge the Illinois Senate to make the impeachment trial fair. He also accused lawmakers of wanting him out so they can raise taxes. Today, the mayor of Chicago, Richard Daley, called Blagojevich cuckoo. Sherry?
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. President Obama will sign another executive order, this one restoring funding to international groups that provide information on abortion or perform abortions themselves. ABC's Ann Compton is live with more.
Well, Sherry, President Obama is reversing the abortion policy that recent Republican presidents put in place. Under their restrictions, no U.S. tax dollars could go to family planning programs if they provided any abortion services or counseling. The new Democratic president's order today means that American foreign aid will again go to clinics and health programs without restriction, Sherry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks Congress can meet the mid-February deadline to send an economic stimulus package to the president.
We're on schedule for our timetable to have a bill on the president's desk to be signed before the President's Day recess. Again, if not, there will be no recess.
The president met with congressional leaders from both parties about the plan today. Remember when Jerry was accused of not returning a library book on Seinfeld?
I know what you're thinking. What's this guy making such a big stink about her library books?
In Independence, Iowa, police came to a woman's house and arrested her for failing to return the book, The Freedom Writer's Diary, which she had checked out in April. Shelley Koontz was allowed to leave jail after posting a $250 bond. You're listening to ABC News.
My grandpa said he had to do something very important.
Grandma had to go out. But just a little bit.
The CDC recommends that all seniors get out for their flu shots.
So be right back.
So be sure you protect yourself against influenza. After all, it's important to a lot of people.
When Grandpa gets back, we're going to wrestle.
Be smart. Be well. Get your flu shot.
Grandpa's home.
Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're with the kids at Western World, and who knew stagecoach seats were so hard? You're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning.
Mommy, this is bumpy.
I should have used Preparation H.
And for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes, they relieve while you clean. Then use Preparation H maximum strength cream for pain relief on contact.
2 miles to Abilene!
I should have used...
Preparation H, the relief expert, uses directed.
New York Governor David Paterson has appointed New York Congresswoman Kirsten Gillibrand to succeed Hillary Rodham Clinton in the U.S. Senate, and she says she's up to the job.
I look forward to being your partner as we lift ourselves out of this budget crisis and restore opportunity to all New Yorkers.
And the most high-profile candidate, Caroline Kennedy, pulled her name from consideration this week. Lawmakers in Nevada, like many states, need to find ways to make up for growing budget deficits. Now one state senator says it's time to look at whether the sex trade is paying its fair share. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
At least one member of Nevada's state Senate says it's time for brothels to start paying their fair share.
There is room in the profits of the brothel industry to pay money to the state.
Democrat Bob Coffin says currently the brothels, which are legal in rural areas of Nevada, pay mainly county taxes, but very little of it goes to state coffers.
Then we want to talk about perhaps getting some more money from the nude strip clubs to the state.
Coffin says he would listen to arguments about legalizing and taxing prostitution in Las Vegas and Reno, where it's currently illegal, but that he doesn't necessarily support such a move. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A landlord from Spring Valley, New York, has been fined $10,000. What'd he do? He removed the toilet and bathroom fixtures from a basement apartment to get his tenant to move out. The Board of Health says the people living in the apartment were subject to appalling conditions that were unfit for human habitation. This is ABC News.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio. So we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. We have more on the ongoing police action in the city of Hayward. KGO's Brett Burkhardt is live with the latest, Brett.
Yeah, on A Street, just west of 880, Rosie, about a half a block away from the off-ramp, there's a Days Inn marking the end of what's being described as a high-speed chase. Police are not talking yet, but witnesses tell us they saw officers open fire on the driver after he crashed into the parking lot of this hotel. Crime scene investigators are gathering evidence. A Street shut down in both directions. There's an overturned patrol car on a street not far from here, but it's not known if it's related to this chase. Live in Hayward, I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Brett. Police in Danville arrested a 15-year-old suspect today in connection with the shooting death of 17-year-old Ryland Fuchs. Let's check your traffic. Here's KGO's Jamie Franco.
Eastbound 580 at Regatta. Look out for an accident on the right side. 2 cars involved. Keep your Toyota a Toyota by only trusting the factory-trained technicians. I'm Jamie Franco, KGO Radio News.
Great job, Jamie. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting occasional showers this afternoon, continuing through tomorrow. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Here's a case where, you know, we get all these press releases, and very, very often, maybe even most often, they are for preposterous products. Somehow these publicity agents think we're going to promote the products. But this one's about a book. And it begins with some statistics from a survey that I think are important. It turns out we haven't seen optimism and numbers like this in this country in quite a while, that actually 63% of you feel more optimistic about the future. 68% said Obama's speech made them optimistic about U.S. world image. 61% have more optimism about race relations. Now, this is coming from a fellow, and I'll plug his book for you. His name is David Kane, author of The Short Book on Happiness. And says, it's important to try to keep that upbeat momentum going personally and as a nation, because we can kind of feed off each other. And happy people may be more likely to spend money. A happy boss may be more likely to be optimistic about the future and not fire so many people. Anyway, more to the point, as reading the bullet points of his little book on happiness, there were, and this guy's been there, his personal life, it's, he knows about this, the things he's been through, from drug and alcohol problems and seizures and unemployment and bankruptcy, etc. Little bullet points that just kind of caught my eye, so that's why I'm plugging it. You know, things like, train your mind to obey you. You think so many people become victims of their own mind. Your own mind is your enemy at times. It drives you crazy. It criticizes you. Your self-esteem is low because you're jumping all over yourself. Talks about gaining control, you know, over obstructive and destructive thought processes, which we all have, and dealing with stress, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's move on. All right, this is, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I'm going to try and stay calm. You know what the global gag rule was? It's big news today. Obama's changing things, as we hoped and expected. As far as I'm concerned, this is one of the most embarrassing periods in American history. And it wasn't all George Bush's fault. Although, he signed the rule into law, and it simply says no American money would go to any family planning organization overseas, Africa, Asia, if that family planning organization provided information or counseling or even mentioned the word abortion. One English, just one One London-based international Parenthood Federation here says that gag rule cost them hundreds of millions for family planning. It amounted to 36 million unplanned pregnancies around the world and 15 million induced abortions. Anyway, done with improper conditions. The death, the mayhem induced by our Christian president. I'm sorry. I don't understand how you justify doing things that kill innocent, poor women around the world and then try to hold your head up high in church on Sunday. Everybody's yelling, partisanship! Where's the partisanship? Now you're hearing this from Republicans today. Partisanship? Well, where was partisanship when this man who thought he was president because God deigned it so came up with this, passed it, put it into law when the majority of Americans opposed it? And I told you back then, this is all going to backfire. Administrations change. This is not the business of being American. All right? The gag rule has done, quote, immense harm, caused untold suffering to millions around the world. And I came back from West Africa, and I saw this firsthand. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for me as Americans, because as Americans, we care. We do care. But we don't think very clearly about the unexpected consequences of actions. And people who act based on what they think is God telling them what to do are dangerous. That's all. Because God might tell me something different. Where did you get a straight phone line, you know, to God's ear? Anyway, it's being repealed. There is rejoicing around the world for most people. And once again, I don't like the idea of this, you know, induced morality by lawmakers, regardless of what the majority of Americans feel, because it continues to backfire. It continues to focus us on issues that really we haven't got the time right now. You know, all these social issues are, please, we got to get on with some important stuff. Also, the FDA has approved the first stem cell study for spinal injuries. I think that is also changing. Stem cell research is supported by the majority of Americans. And again, another incident of governance based on one's perception of having a higher moral ground. This is going to be interesting because the first test will be to see if it's safe. These are people who are in wheelchairs because of spinal injuries. We've been dying to do this. And animal models, it restores the animal's ability to walk. You know, we have seen that happen. And, you know, it might be hazardous. Injecting cells into the spinal cord, these cells could grow and make a growth. The patient's immune system could attempt to reject the injections. And it goes on and on. And these are, yes, cells from human embryos. Get over it. I wonder when I watched when the inauguration was on TV and I watched Yo-Yo Ma It's Huck Pearlman, you know, playing their string instruments in that cold, cold weather. You know, cold restricts a mobility of your fingers and your hands. Those of you who are athletes out in the cold, you know how that can happen. I says, wow, how are they doing that? Well, it turns out it wasn't live. They actually had a recording standing by because the extreme cold weather not only makes it very difficult to play string instruments like that, but you can crack. I mean, they're playing Stradivarii. Stradivariuses can crack them, can break piano strings, get wacky intonations. So the weather, you know, did not give them what they wanted, and it was cold. And the recording, the existence of the recording was disclosed beforehand to NBC producers handling the television pool. And it's what they wound up getting used. This is not a Milli Vanilli deal, right? And this happens all the time. Chinese did this in the Olympics. Remember the little 9-year-old, that cute, cute little girl? I said, how can that little child be so adorable and so cute and have that wonderful voice? Well, the voice was recorded. There's another inaugural fact. This one, you know me, I just have these weird penchants. I'm willing to admit it up front here. The porta potties. The inauguration of Barack Obama may have been the largest temporary toilet event in the history of the United States. An official with the firm that provided all the porta potties. And they were blown away because people didn't use them. This may be more information than you want, but most portables were only a quarter full morning afterwards. They thought they'd be half full, as they are at most events. The possibility, this is getting analytical and scientific. What could have happened? Well, the planners could have overestimated the demand. The crowd was so dense, people couldn't get to them. Or the crowd chose to use the Smithsonian Museum restrooms. The better to escape temperatures in the 20. Or the crowds thought ahead. The evidence seems to support all of those theories. By the way, the Smithsonian was paid $700,000 to open all its museums, including the bathrooms, on the day. And there were long lines as evidence that people took advantage of that. Let's see what else you need to know. And I wanted to, wouldn't that freeze? I'm trying to think the osmolarity of the contents and whether they would freeze up in 20 degree weather. And here's one you're not going to be happy with me because this is going to stick with you the rest of the day. Are you ready? Sales of adult diapers rose 20% on the day leading up and around in the neighborhood around the inauguration. CNBC had a wonderful documentary last night I watched, one of the better ones and the most balanced and interesting, I think, on the problem of, and the title, Marijuana Inc. It happened to be shot in the county where I live. And it gave an accurate portrayal of what's going on and the dependence in California in some places on the marijuana economy. And they simply said that the county would fold up. Blow up and dry away if they lost us. This is an industry generating billions and billions and billions of dollars. I hope they replay it because it adds a perspective. And it all is so wacky only because, you know, you got the mix of those who want it legalized for adult use, for medical use, and the economy it's based upon and how difficult it is to enforce and actually what the negative effects of growing in the county in terms of the environment and the influx of people who don't live in the county, who don't pay taxes. I say all this as a way of introducing this particular report out today that they reported the fine, but they weren't sure what it was. 2,700-year-old marijuana stash found in the Gobi Desert. It's been identified as the world's oldest marijuana stash. And what was mostly interesting, because many people say, well, yes, humans have grown hemp for thousands of years, but man has not been using this plant for its psychoactive properties for thousands of years. Well, they proved that to be wrong. The barrage of tests proved the marijuana was a potent psychoactive variety and cast serious doubt on the theory that ancients only grew hemp to make clothing, rope, and other objects, and that the genetics of this particular plant is quite similar to what is grown today, which surprised everybody. Found in a wooden bowl in a leather basket near the head of a blue-eyed Caucasian man who died near Turpan, China, when he was about 45. And the individual was buried with an unusual number of high-value rare items, makeup bag, bridles, pots, archery equipment, a harp. He was a shaman for the Gushi people. This is an area near the Silk Road, you know, so this was a Caucasian person going back and forth to the, 2,700 years ago, get a grip on how old that is. They thought it was coriander at first, and they found indeed it was not hemp, but a highly cultivated strain. And the male parts of the plant were picked out of it. You see, you wouldn't do that if this was for hemp. You would do that if you wanted the more potent psychoactive parts. And they don't know how they use it because there's no pipes or other objects associated with smoking found in the grave. This is kind of sad, but nevertheless has to be dealt with. If you're a doctor and you see a woman and her face is all beat up, and she tries to tell you, oh, it was an accident. You know, the doorknob hit my face 18 times. Or she is a victim of spousal abuse. How do you tell it? Doctors often don't have a lot of guidelines. And unfortunately, the bottom line fact here that is so sad that only 1 in 4 women at risk for ongoing intimate partner violence is referred for protective services. It's underreported. Doctors don't want to get involved. Often they're not sure. Well, they did a study here and found, indeed, you can tell. They looked at facial injuries at University of Kentucky Medical Center. They look at motor vehicles and crashes, which accounted for most of them. But 18 of the 45 patients with assault injuries were documented victims of intimate partner violence. Compared to other patients, victims of intimate partner violence were more likely to have cracks or breaks in bones surrounding the eye, complicated breaks in the cheekbones, brain injuries. Women assaulted by unidentified or unknown assailants were more likely to sustain jaw injuries. And it goes on and on here, trying to help doctors recognize women who are victims of domestic violence. All right, speaking of broken bones, everybody's talking about the fractured penis on Grey's Anatomy. A flurry of interest. According to Google, two out of three most searched terms at present are penile fracture and broken penis, following this episode of Grey's Anatomy. I didn't see it, and we've talked a lot about it, so you know indeed it is real. And no, there is no bone. Although most other mammals do have a bone. And this often happens. How can I explain it? If you think of one of those long balloons, you know, that the clowns use and sometimes make into animals and blow it up really, you know, blow it up with a lot of air in it. And you want to bend that balloon, it will make a little crease. And so you can get a fracture. And it usually happens when, you know, somebody zigs when the other person zags. And it can cause bleeding, it can cause permanent Peyronie's, it can cause erectile permanent failure. It is a medical emergency, guys. All right? Okay. I'm not going to get to that one. Let's talk about what I'm going to bring up later. It is a fascinating piece. I'll say it simply. We spend so much money studying people who get cancer. This doctor here proposes and adds incredibly interesting insight into why not study people who don't get cancer. So the question is, why do the majority of us not get cancer? That's right, the majority of people don't get it. Then we might find out something, and I'll give you some hints we've come uncovered in research. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We're going to be right back.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Yeah.
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rent quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
With Medicare Part D, you'll pay about the same copay anywhere. No wonder seniors are choosing America's most trusted pharmacy, Walgreens. There's no more shopping around for price, so join the millions by transferring your prescriptions to Walgreens. Just bring in your bottles and they'll do the rest. Not only will you get great service and convenience at Walgreens, you'll also feel safer knowing you have just one pharmacy helping you manage all your medicines. Walgreens accepts most Medicare Part D plans.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit foroveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit foroveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
Anchor full applicable terms and conditions.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adel at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. You know something I actually wanted to remind you. When we went off about women's clinics in Africa, and I don't do a lot of it this way, but I'm going to be giving a talk up around Clear Lake, those of you who live in California near Clear Lake, on March 7th, and it's for the Seroptimists, and it will benefit a women's clinic in Africa. And part of the reasons I did this was my anger over Bush administration policies and this particular gag rule. So call Seroptimists International. I have no idea if they still have room for this, but it's on March 7th. At noon. So track it down if you have an interest. All right, let's talk to Walt. How you doing, Walt? Welcome to the program. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Adel. I was watching on the Discovery Channel. I don't know if it was about distilleries or what, but people were taking baths in beer. And I was wondering, what health-wise does this do? And also, my father, he claims that beer picks up his appetite. Is there anything to this?
Well, did they make any health claims, Walt, when you saw the program?
I got on it too late, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it did.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, people have bathed in all kinds of things over the years, expecting positive benefits. And some, you know, let's go back to, you know, bathing therapy, which goes back to before the Romans. And, you know, there are some potential benefits to taking of the baths. One of them is that if you get in and it's kind of deep, and in the ancient times, the baths were deep, and there's a gradient of pressure, starting with highest pressure at your ankles and on up to the water level, and kind of creates a support hose type of a phenomenon. And we found that people, when they get into these baths and stay there a little bit, that there's a fluid shift that can be beneficial to the heart. So with that, all the stuff they put in the baths from different salts and herbs, and as you know, that's popular throughout Europe, where they put minerals in the baths, and there are all kinds and varieties of that. I cannot imagine anything. There's no alcohol going to be absorbed. No nutrients are going to be absorbed through your skin. So maybe it just, you know, saves on recycling. Just take a bath, get a straw, you know, you get all the beer you need for the weekend. And as far as beer stimulating an appetite, well, you know, anything you put in your stomach, this is where it's called appetizers. This is maybe where the tradition of having a drink before you eat. It stimulates the stomach, stimulates the secretion of stomach enzymes, acid, which stimulates appetite. So it could possibly be that. All right, let's talk to Tom. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Dell. I really appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, we've had the same HMO for over 30 years. And just recently, like 4 or 5 months ago, my wife's doctor told her that she had enzymes in her blood samples. I've heard that that's usually blood muscle enzymes that show that the person has had a heart attack or some kind of muscle damage at least, but most likely a heart attack since she's 55, and I've always suspected she's had a weak heart. She's had 3 babies at the same HMO, and none of her doctors have told her that she had a weak heart or counseled with me privately or anything. So,
well, what do they want to do about these enzymes? What do they? What's the follow up here?
Well, from what I read in Dr. DeBakey's book, The New Living Heart, enzymes in a blood sample for a middle-aged or older person usually means that they've had a heart attack.
Well, it depends on the enzymes. There are, when we do a blood test, we test for all kinds of enzymes, muscle enzymes that could be a sign of a heart attack, liver enzymes that could be a sign of all kinds of things. And some of these enzymes can, it's very important if you go in the emergency room, if they rise a day or two after you've had symptoms. That is absolutely critical. And if she has enzymes that the doctor says reveal the possibility of her having a heart attack, well, she needs a stress test. She needs the whole shebang. I'm not quite sure whether you feel the HMO is lagging their feet, but it is very, very important that the actual enzyme that they have tested for is the one that reveals the potential for heart attacks. And other things can also cause some of those enzymes to rise. You know, some just general muscle damage can cause similar enzymes to rise. So it's really critical you talk to your doctor and ask exactly what, you know, what they're talking about here. All right. We're going to come back and talk about why is it most of us don't get cancer. Okay. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. California lost 78,200 jobs in December, pushing the unemployment rate up to 9.3%. Police in Danville have arrested a 15-year-old suspect in connection with the shooting death of 17-year-old Ryland Fuchs. A record number of students applied for the undergrad admission to the 10 campuses of the University of California this year. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials are down just over 45 points at 8,077. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Occasional showers this afternoon, continuing through tomorrow with areas of late night and early morning fog. The outlook for Sunday, more showers likely. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
I came back from a weekend with the boys, took one look at my wife, and couldn't believe my eyes. Her face was so smooth. It was like she turned the clock back 10 years.
I look at her. No more crow's feet, and her frown lines disappeared. It's amazing.
Do you want to know the secret to smoother skin, less wrinkles, and no more dark circles? Introducing Icera, the clinically proven skincare serum that rolls on. Icera is designed to treat even the toughest wrinkles, crow's feet, and even eliminates dark circles and under-eye puffiness. Want to try it yourself? Well, now you can. Risk-free. That's right. Roll away wrinkles with Icera. It's guaranteed to work for you. Even the ones closest to you won't believe their eyes.
I still can't believe the difference a couple of days made.
So what are you waiting for? Roll away wrinkles and roll back the clock. Call today for your risk-free trial of Icera. 888-535-8518. 888-535-8518. That's 888-535-8518.
Can I go like a walking horse? Can I please have a turn?
Sharing can be a difficult concept for kids. Except when it comes to sharing germs. They've got that down. But you can help take germs out of play when you use Clorox disinfecting products. They kill the germs on hard surfaces your kids touch every day, like the rocking horse.
When it's my turn.
Clorox. Kill the germs, not the fun. Use as directed.
Office Max believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from Office Max, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J shreds L.A. Buy a board. Don't delay.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times best-selling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. income is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, so why do the majority of people never get cancer? There's been an assumption here for a long time that cancer patients have inspired researchers to focus mostly on the genetics of cancer susceptibility, right? But no one looks at the genetics of cancer resistance. Because it's been assumed that it's just the other side of the coin. In other words, if cancer is caused by, say, mutations in genes, then it's logical that cancer resistance is simply low occurrence of these mutations. Might not be. There may be all kinds of mechanisms that prevent most of us from getting cancer. And they're looking at everything here. First, immunological, different kinds of genetics and DNA repair mechanisms, changes in how genes express themselves, mechanisms in cells that cause cells to self-destruct. Here, for instance, is a study where they took breast tissue from an animal, from a high cancer strain parent, and then breast tissue from a low cancer strain parent, transplanted them to other animals, and found out that the tumor incidence in the normal breast tissue derived from an animal where the parent had a lot of cancer, it was tenfold higher than the mammary gland taken from low cancer strains, since both tissues were in the same animal, same host, exposed to the same hormones and viral influences. It means that the propensity for cancer came with the cells and therefore partly inherited at the tissue level. You know, you don't have to understand all that, except the gist of it is important. Sometimes we just get so myopic, we just are after a cure, as opposed to stepping back and trying to understand how cells work, basic biology. And the trend in recent history has been to go for cures. In the past, doctors could get funding and do research because they were interested in a subject, the basics of how a cell divides. No one wants to fund that. If you title your grant proposal, "How to Cure Cancer," you get funding, you see? So maybe that's one reason some things seem so elusive. We have to take a more expanded look at these things. All right, let's talk to Bob in South Carolina. How you doing, Bob? Bob?
Yes, hi, Dr. Dell.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, this don't have anything to do with the last topic you had, but it has to do with hair restoration.
Sure.
There's a product I was interested in called Provilus.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be a topical and a pill form, and I wanted to see if you knew anything about that product. It's basically a DHT blocker, minoxidil, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
What have you tried for hair loss, Bob? Anything?
Nothing yet. I'm just now getting ready to try something.
Right. And you don't want to talk to a dermatologist or a doctor or take Rogaine or the products that we know work? You have an aversion to that?
Not really. It's just I'm just in the first stages of saying, you know, what do I do? And this one had all these promises. You know, I had seen the infomercial of scalp whatever on TV, you know.
Yeah, there you go, Bob. That's what I was trying to get out of you. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me pry. Of course. We want to see, we see it on TV, and that's where we start because we want to believe. You obviously are smart enough to be skeptical because you called me. If you had sent your money in and bought the product, then you'd be like most Americans, just kind of gullible and trusting and totally taken advantage of by unscrupulous marketers who just know how gullible we are. To my knowledge, the product you mentioned is nothing but a bunch of vitamins and some herbs, and there's no scientific information that any of those things will help grow hair. It is fascinating, though, to me that when they've done the research on products that are known to help you grow hair,
that are available over the counter, by the way, Rogaine. I mean, it works. But we like, you know, we like the simple, seemingly cheaper things. When they did research on Rogaine, this is going back a few years ago, in the placebo wing, meaning that in order to determine if something works, you give some people the real item and some people the fake item. People getting the fake stuff to rub on their hair, there was a significant number of men who reported hair growth, even though it was a fake substance. It's almost as if just looking in the mirror every day and the anticipation and the distortion that comes from hope or the placebo effect enabled a lot of men to see hair growth where there wasn't. I have to assume that's what goes on with many phony products that don't do anything, right? So I'd save your money. What I would really do, Bob, is I wouldn't worry about it at all. I got to tell you, and I've heard this from many young, beautiful women, it's okay. It's sexy. A lot of men start losing their hair, shave it all off, go for the sexy look. It's accepted. Look at the movie stars, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, rather than drive yourself nuts, that's where I would go with it. Of course, it's easy for me to say. I got a full head of curly hair. But by the same token, if you want help, do things at work. Do things at work. Talk to your doctor. Let's see. Let's talk to Stephen. How you doing, Stephen?
Hi there, doctor. All right. Well, make a long story short. I had a situation with my eye, which the doctor examined. And one thing that came to mind was that I had blepharitis. He said,
"You have what? What did you call it?"
Blepharitis.
You said blepharitis. I thought that's a lot of people in this country who have problems and believe in things that aren't there. Yeah, blepharitis. Okay.
Right. Well, that's what came to mind. But while he examined and saw that, he also saw something else going on, and that was that he saw like a calcium buildup in that eye as well.
Inside the eye?
Yeah, deep.
Yes.
Like.
Okay.
Not at the surface, of course, deeper in.
Right. With the light, he got up close to your eye and looked in the back of your eye. Well, listen, you can, the back of the eye, the retina, when you're looking at the retina, you're actually looking at a fiber tract of the brain. It's, these aren't really technically nerves like we all think of it. So you can see everything. Not everything. You can see a lot of stuff. You can see diabetes and high cholesterol and heart disease and high blood pressure and multiple sclerosis. The list goes on and on and on. And doesn't mean you have anything, but you can see stuff. And when you see a little spot of calcium, I guess here's what I would say. You see this all the time in normal people, all right? If you're perfectly healthy and you've had your checkup, or you had the appropriate tests you need to have for whatever age you are, I'm not going to worry about it. I'd mention it to the doctor next time you see it. By the same token, if it's been a while and the eye doctor, and I don't know whether you didn't mention whether this was, well, it sounded like it was an ophthalmologist. Blepharitis is just, we think, a reaction to staphylococcus germs and a little seborrhea, I guess, confused with it. Usually goes away, a little steroid and sulfa drops. But if, you know, they think you got something going on, you got to follow up on it. Could imply some hardening of the arteries. Nobody my age that doesn't have some hardening of the arteries. So, you know, weave that all in and go from there, right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Coming right back.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about. But if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise. A promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease. And no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334, 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Janet. How you doing, Janet?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I've heard you talk over the years about being ADD, and I'm not sure if it's self-diagnosed. I have a daughter that's 13, and it seems to be pretty prevalent in the family. We're not on any kind of medication. But I was curious about, you had also shared with us a while back your grades, particularly the F's. And I was curious about at what point were you able to turn yourself around, or what kind of factors helped you out as far as school and grades and things that, you know, you didn't particularly care about at the time. Obviously, you turned around, you got yourself into medical school.
Yeah, good question. And, you know, a couple of ways of going after this. One, while you were talking, I pulled out the next article I was going to do in my monologue, which I didn't get to, just to give it a little background here. And finally, some scholars have gotten together and tackled this whole issue. And they say there's this huge zone of ambiguity about diagnosing this thing we call ADHD. There are different interpretations of what normal behavior is and what level of impairment is required for psychiatric diagnosis. And we doctors will argue when we have blood levels of something. So imagine something is vague. And here, listen to this. Because the ADHD diagnosis is based on interpretation of a variety of symptoms which exist on a continuum from mild to severe, and because a kid's level of impairment depends on a variety of circumstances, there is an inevitable zone of ambiguity which reasonable people will interpret differently. And then they go on. These are scholars at the Hastings Center. This is not just somebody mouthing off. That we cast the widest net in the world. The way we diagnose this, we want to include more and more kids to build up the diagnosis and make it seem like more kids have it. There are cultural differences in parenting styles, in school environments, which influence rated diagnosis. Different cultures and environments are more or less tolerant of active, distractible children and will be more or less prone to see impairment from these behaviors. All right, that's why I always warn folks. Now, me personally, yes. When I was a kid, I had my report cards in grammar school. F's with red circles around every subject, and they graded personality, then initiative, cooperation, dependability. F's with red circles around all of those. What did change was my parents sent me away to a boarding school where I had to sit for 2 hours every evening and study. And I found that 2 hours was enough to be competitive, I guess. And I do have the ability to focus when I'm interested in something, but I have not tamed the beast within. I take joy in it. Right now, I'm sitting here talking to you. I can have Heather talking in my ear. I can have a conversation going on in the studio, and being distractible is perfect for this particular job. There are some folks who think that this is all genetic. It's fine. A bell-shaped curve is a bell-shaped curve, and you want to draw a line somewhere and say those people are abnormal, that's okay, but don't buy into it always. Some folks say that it's a farmer and the hunter. that farmers are not ADHD. ADHD people are better at hunting. I've told this story before. I go out on walks with my wife or other people looking at wildlife or birds. I'm not an expert birder, but other people are. I'll see the bird, hear the rustling, or see animals before everybody in the group. You know, I'm just so distractible, I pick up on it. I have made very distractible, impulsive decisions in my life. One of them I feel so blessed for. I got, you know, all impulsive and whacked out one day, and I stood up in my surgical practice, walked into my partner and said, I'm out of here. He says, you're not going anywhere. He says, yeah, I am. This is driving me crazy. I can't stand this. And he said, you'll be back in 6 months. Thank God he said that, because I'm also very stubborn. And that was an impulsive decision. I went out and did a lot of crazy things for 6-7 years, left medicine behind completely. The radio career, media career came secondarily, so I'm so happy I was able to make an ADHD diagnosis. So ADHD people can often be more intelligent than others. They get bored. They get bored with the way things are taught to them. You see, it's a standard classroom. And I can, once again, I can focus in a lecture if I'm interested in the subject. Imagine sitting in the classroom of today, and so many times it is just so dull, so boring, and your kid just kind of wanders off and looks out at the trees and starts thinking about trees and climbing trees, and their imagination can be wonderful. It's just the fit. So I don't believe every kid should be drugged into submission. I believe they should be taught differently. Some of our great geniuses are ADHD people. And you go online, you look at the list of famous ADHD people. I'm on some of those lists. Not so famous, but on the list. So I would try to work with it as opposed to against it. And in the spirit of full disclosure, because I will just give you the name of a school, I am on the board. I need to disclose that. But it's where we send our kids, and they deal with these kids, and they teach them differently. An active learning process. They don't make these kids sit in a classroom and listen to dull lectures. They get them involved. One example I use, you want to teach kids rate and time equations. You don't teach them the math first. You take them out to the creek in the campus and float a cork down, measure how long it takes, and compute distance based on that kind of a thing. It's NAWA Academy. I think it's NAWA-Academy.org. I mean, just I say this, not that you want to send your kid there, but because you need to know there are different styles of teaching. Why is there only one style of teaching when there are different styles of learning? And that's just, I understand the crisis in our public schools. We can hardly do the basics, and it's an issue. I understand that. But by the same token, these kids often get left out. And schools like this that cater to these kids are rare. These are the forgotten. Nobody wants to, you know, invest huge amounts of money with the number of ADHD kids out there. Why are we not investing in alternative education for these kids? So NAWA-academy.org, and you'll find it. Once again, just to let you know, there are differences. So it is not automatic, and I applaud you for not just jumping on putting your kids in on drugs, because I disapprove of that. Some of them are helped. I will admit that also. But not all the kids, not 6 or 7% of all of our children. Come on. It's us that need the drugs. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. We'll be right back.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J's shreds L.A. Buy a board, don't delay.
Great, awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334, 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334. Call.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Joanne. How can I help you, Joanne?
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling. I know you're an eye expert, and I have a sister who has a problem with an eye. It will not stay open. She can't keep it open even if when she's awake. It's just one eye, and she says when she does open it, she has to, like, tape it open.
What's the doctor say?
Well, she said she lives in Ohio. I live in California, but she said they don't know. They said eventually it'll clear up itself.
No, okay. She needs to see someone who either needs to see an ophthalmologist or a neurologist. It might not. No, this can be an important symptom. It's called ptosis. P-T-O-S-I-S. A drooping eyelid can be many, many things. Some serious, and some not so serious. And I can't tell, and there's no way anybody could tell until this is investigated. You don't wait and see. This can be due to neuromuscular diseases. This can be due to neurological issues and diabetic things, and some serious stuff like tumors or benign things. I don't know, and in medicine, it's so easy to say, let's take a wait-and-see attitude. That's what we call it. And it's appropriate for some symptoms and some for not. So I would ask her to up the ante to see a specialist because, obviously, it didn't go away, did it? All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel. Please join us on the next program, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Are you tired? tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
Tom.